This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Now, a bit of a disclosure here. I've been following this guest on Twitter for some time. We've had a few really good exchanges, the odd deep message, I call them, rather than direct. Is it direct messages, Asher?
Yeah, direct messages. Direct messages.
I call them deep messages because they're sort of hidden. Asher is the founder of the Australian Crypto Party. I would regard Asher as a very accomplished and successful activist. And you do a bit of radio from time to time, and it's taken a little while for me to lure you into Joy. So thank you for finally coming in. What I wanted to talk to you about, and hopefully this will be, you know, we'll have you in regularly, the events in St Kilda, the rally by Blair Cottrell and Mr. Erickson, whose Christian name I can't remember, but it doesn't matter. His parents don't remember it either, probably. Where racism and bigotry was really on show, and you were there on the opposing side of that, and you were tweeting and, you know, sending pictures about that whole event. I want you to tell us, Asher, how frightening was that event? You know, in an area that you live in, you're very familiar with the area. How frightening was it?
It's actually funny because a lot of my male friends who came down for the rally were very much like, this is terrifying and I feel so upset. And I was like, no, I've spent my whole life growing up on Holocaust stories because my family are Holocaust survivors. I have very rarely seen overt Nazis and racists in St Kilda. And this was really a first for me. So it was upsetting at a level that there was such a large gathering of them. Mm. It made me really angry. But I wasn't scared of them because I think they're weak.
And a lot of the media, Asher, were reluctant to report what these folk, I'm being kind there, were doing and what they were, the view that they were putting. And some of the theatre that they put on, you know, around Nazi salutes, you know, some of them a bit like a scene out of Dad's Army holding their finger under their nose like as a Hitler moustache. But there's a much more serious and sinister side to this, you know, that an old people's home in that area,
yep,
Jewish old people's home that has a lot of Holocaust survivors in it. In fact, I think pretty much most are, was defaced with a swastika. And it's this view that people that know nothing about Nazism, people that know nothing about anything, like Fraser Anning, Senator Fraser Anning, I don't think, do you think they actually realise what they're saying and doing?
This group of, this uprising of fascists and Nazis in, you know, the last couple of years, I actually think they're far worse than what we saw during Nazi Germany. Because the first time round, that Holocaust, Futsch soldiers didn't know going in that what they were about to do was genocide.
Yeah, they just thought, oh, look, we're just going to make life a bit unpleasant for a few people.
Right, but yeah. this group now know exactly what happened last time. So they're far more dangerous because what they're advocating is actually genocide. Mm. Because they know exactly where these views lead. They know exactly what they're speaking for. And it's death for people who do not fit their conservative model of how they want the world to be.
Asher, how big is this movement? I mean, is it something that we really, I mean, we should always be worried about this. And I, from an ethnic background myself, am deeply concerned about racism, you know, re-emerging. But is this a significant movement? Does this have real weight behind it? Or is it just a half a dozen troublemakers?
We have a US government that has pandered to Nazis, that handshakes and backslaps with Nazis. We have senators who have turned up to a neo-Nazi rally. We have to take them seriously. We have to see them as a threat. It doesn't matter if there's only 10 of them that actually turn up on the side of a corner when they have supporters in the halls of power. We have to take them seriously.
I agree with all of that. I don't disagree with that. But are we talking about thousands? Is it like a massive percentage of our population? Or are we really talking about a small minority?
We're talking about a small minority, but we always have to be careful of the masses that can get caught up in this kind of movement, because it happens very quickly. It starts off slow, it bubbles under the current for a very long time, and then it becomes populist very quickly.
And tell us about them. Who are they? What sort of people are they? What's their profile?
The men that the people that I saw at the rally, they were men. They were men who were, I guess you could call possibly underemployed, a lot of them, and middle-aged and white and angry, very, very angry.
Angry white men again.
Yeah, and they didn't always know exactly what they stood for. So you'd see one wearing a Rastafarian T-shirt while calling for death for Jews.
Yeah.
Or you'd see one wearing like a Juggalos T-shirt who are obviously anti-Nazi while protesting with Nazis. So they're obviously to some degree confused, but confused people are also dangerous because they're manipulable.
Yes.
They are. And I mean, the challenge here is, you know, some people will say, okay, there was about 100 of those, and I don't know what the police presence was. Was it a couple of hundred?
Yes.
Yeah. And there were about 400 people opposing them.
Opposing?
Yeah.
So my question, sorry to intervene, Macca, I wasn't in Melbourne. I live in St Kilda. Had I been in Melbourne, I would have loved to have actually thought through whether I should attend that rally. What's your view about that?
Right. So I had really mixed feelings.
Mm.
I guess because it's my area and I very much feel connected to the space that I live in, I felt like I had to be there because these people weren't locals. They weren't the Indigenous population. They weren't the people that I see sitting on the side of the street each day. These were people coming in from somewhere else to cause trouble, specifically in St Kilda. I think one of the reasons that they came into the area was because Romper Stomper, the new series that was out on Stan, featured St Kilda.
Yeah.
And so
really?
Was, yeah.
Yes. They're
so,
taking their guidance from a television show?
Yeah, they're cosplaying.
Well, you know,
they think it means to be a Nazi.
You know, they're very...
They have lost even more credibility now.
They're Nazis. They have no credibility to start with.
With Fraser Anning, Senator Fraser Anning, who I believe is going to... wants a party called the Conservative Nationals, but I think it's going to be spelled N-A-Z-I rather than N-A-T-I.
Dear me.
Well, you know, you lay down with fleas, you get
sure.
fleas. Do you think, though, politically, that, you know, the federal government has not really condemned this? Not in terms that I would imagine, nor actually as strongly as Labor. Is there an element with the federal government, Asher, that they really don't want to upset Fraser too much because they might need his vote for something before the next federal election?
Right, and I think that's appalling that we have a government that would flirt with a fascist.
Mm.
I think that Anning will have a challenge from the National Party in terms of the name that he has tried to register for his new party. It's almost amusing that the acronym of his new party is FACN, so fucking idiots.
Fraser Anning's Conservative Nationals.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
But you know, why didn't he just we all make jokes about the fact he got 19 votes above the line. I think his family's about that size, his extended family, but someone like this, you know, we know how he got into Parliament. He got in on the basis of preference deals and preference farming as a One Nation candidate. He briefly got into the cot with Bob Catter, and he was a bit too ratbaggy even for Bob Catter, which means, you know, there's a new benchmark being set there. But what's disturbing, Asher, is how do people like this get, you know, like we know how they get in there, but how do we actually stop people like Fraser Anning and people, you know, like Blair Cottrell's not standing for election yet. I suspect he will, although his criminal convictions might stop him.
What's your view about that?
Yeah, what do we do?
I think we have a problem with disproportionate civility politics. So the left is held to a standard.
What does that mean?
What it means is that the left is expected to always be upright and never dance in public. And
yeah.
You may have seen the Greens candidate, I think it's Matthew Thompson, who was called out in the Daily Telegraph
for
doing what's called a slut dance.
Yes.
This is
the candidate that's standing against Tanya Plibersek.
Right. Or Joanna Nielsen, who stood down recently from the Greens as a candidate because, for whatever reason, they didn't like her Facebook posts.
Mm.
If we all quit every time we're scared of embracing the parts of us that are broken,
of course,
there will be these horrible people on the right, the fascists, the Nazis, who just don't care, and they will get up as candidates despite their flaws and despite their brokenness because nobody stood up and said, hey, I'm here in all my glory and weirdness and I will always oppose Nazis.
Yeah, you know.
So what are you saying? What action do we take?
We become more political. We don't back down. We embrace our brokenness to some degree. So after the rally, I got hit by probably, I think it's up at about 7,000 tweets from little trolls and bots and Nazis. There was an article in InfoWars attacking me. And a lot of people were like, oh no, Asher, what are you going to do? And I was like, nothing.
Yeah.
I block, I report. And I get on with my life and I laugh at Nazis and I become more political and I speak up more and I come on radio shows, which for me is difficult.
Yes, and I want to thank you for... Because it is about standing up. It is about calling it out. And, you know, it is a difficult question, Tess. What would you... You know, you weren't in St Kilda at the time, but should you have gone down and, you know... I don't mean cross the road and confront these people, but call it out. By saying it.
Well, I actually think I would have.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure that by participating, what I'm actually doing is...
It does give them an audience.
Adding more fuel to the fire, so to speak.
Mm.
So that's the dilemma that I have. I mean, I have said, and I've said on this show, Macker, on numerous occasions, our leadership, our political leadership at the moment, represents sexism, it represents homophobia, and it represents racism.
Mm.
And that's not the sort of society or the leadership that I want.
That we want.
That we want in our nation. So I'm just not sure whether my participation or attending a rally like that would actually give more oxygen or add more fuel to the fire. I just don't know.
I'm always of the opinion that we should deplatform Nazis as much as possible, but we should always still oppose them.
Yes.
So if they turn up on our turf, we turf them out.
Mm.
If they say, hey, we're going to have a speech at a university, we push that they're not allowed to speak.
Yeah.
But we always oppose them on our home turf.
You've got to.
Because we have to hold the space.
You've got to.
I think that's a really, really good bit of advice.
Yes. Now, Asher, thank you for coming in. You are going to be you are welcome anytime. I know you don't absolutely love coming into a radio station. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for finally submitting to my pressure on little messages on... Well, not really, but I think what you say is important and, you know, people, of course, can look at you on Twitter. They can follow you. Don't bother trying to insult it because you'll just get blocked.
We've had amazing feedback during this segment.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, from our listeners. And I do want to thank you. And, you know, it's good advice to people. You've got to call it out. You've got to confront it. When they come onto your turf, you've got to say no. So thank you, Asher.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you for your work
and
for your advocacy and the ideas that you're putting forward.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.